That urge to look for some kind of order in the midst of chaos and uncertainty, the belief that there might be a code hidden in the tree of life or the movement of the stars, that's been with us for a long time. That still is. Let me put it this way. Do you ever check your horoscope? And putting aside the question of whether there's any validity to it, the ancient science of astrology actually has a lot in common with contemporary data science. In fact, data scientist Alexander Boxer calls astrology humanity's very first set of algorithms. He makes the case in his book, A Scheme of Heaven, The History of Astrology and the Search for Our Destiny in Data. So, Alexander, you are a data scientist. I love the way you describe astrology. You call it storytelling with numerical data, which is something we're still doing. That just really hit home thinking about astrologers as maybe the world's first data scientists.
Yes, so like all my science colleagues, I don't believe in astrology. I guess I'll put that out on the, just right on the table at the beginning. But I'm curious about it. You know, science builds from one generation to the other. I thought astrology is just a fascinating topic to try and tease apart the question of how do we know what we know? I really just wanted to look at these really interesting questions that astrology asks and just kind of put aside my biases and say, can we explore this the best we can using modern methods and modern techniques and really situate it and fill a hole in the history of science?
I'm just trying to imagine what would happen if you gave a talk at Google. imagine telling a room full of data scientists that they're standing on the shoulders of ancient astrologers.
Well, you know, so much of this is, again, motivated by what you look at the apps, you look at what people are doing with data today. All of a sudden, we are very seriously asking our algorithms to predict and tell us things about ourselves that previously people would have thought crazy. And the only people who ever would have dreamed of asking these questions, these very personal questions about what sort of person am I going to be? What sort of job am I suited for? Who am I going to vote for? What are my food preferences? I think there's a bigger question that astrology rubs up against, which is that in the ancient world, people were very interested in numbers, and they were very interested in a strict hierarchy of the sciences and how you know what you know. And the role of mathematics and science was something that people thought a lot about, in particular because numbers were these pure and eternal entities. But the idea that they could be used to describe in a meaningful way the physical world, which is full of change and full of corruption and decay, was something that ancient thinkers were very careful about. And astrologers never were. Astrologers always represented this sort of very optimistic sense that let's just make algorithms to describe these things as best we can.
There are some photographs in your book of ancient objects that are in the British Museum, including some Assyrian tablets. There's some from like 650 BC that seem to show, at least there's some astrological records or forecasts.
Yes, so the Babylonians were taking nightly records of the positions of the planets going back to about the year 700 BC, and it lasted for many hundreds of years. It's probably the longest continually running scientific research program ever undertaken. And these are the records that end up filtering through the Greek world in order to make the theories of the heavens that come down to us and came down to the scientific revolution.
So those early astrologers, the Babylonians, they weren't charting people's sun signs or anything, but they were making some predictions.
Right. So they were interested in the ups and downs of kingdoms and politics. So in particular, they're looking at eclipses, and eclipses could be bad news depending on where you saw them in the sky. And in fact, there's a very famous lunar eclipse that is observed shortly before Alexander completes his conquest of Persia and takes Babylon.
You mean they actually predicted Alexander the Great's victory?
Well, I do not mean to suggest that they do. However, there's a fun tablet that actually talks about a lunar eclipse that would be seen in that specific month, and it gives a vague and ominous warning that you need to be wary of the intruders from the west. And the original tablet and Alexander's victory are separated by about 300 years. It's a fun thing of astrology where with a vague enough prediction and enough of them, you get to pick and choose and scratch your head and say, isn't that extraordinary?
The one thing most of us know about astrology is our sun sign. Actually, what's yours?
I'm a Taurus.
You're a
although if I wish, I could be, I'm technically a Taurus Gemini cusp, so I have even more personality traits I can pick and choose from.
I am pure Gemini all the way.
Okay.
And every description of Gemini always fits me.
Well, I think that was another question I was interested in is, how far back do these traits go? It's actually in Roman times where you find the first descriptions of these traits. And I'd say they're much more specific than they are today. Also, astrology back then was much more complex. Previously, to make a horoscope, you really needed to know the precise minute, if not hour, of somebody's birth and their locations. And you would plot where the planets were in according to the what are called the houses of heaven, which are sort of different sectors of the sky. And so it made an ancient horoscope much more sophisticated, much more complicated. And it also made me wonder, well, why just think of yourself as one of 12? How unique would an ancient horoscope be? I came up with the number. It's something about 45 million is really, I think, in an ancient term, how many possible birth horoscopes there could be.
You're saying if you put in all the possible dates and all the possible times and zodiac signs, and then you calculated, okay, how many possible different horoscopes could there be? There are only 45 million?
Right, which seems like a lot, but of course, if you consider that there's 7 billion people on the planet,
right,
obviously not everyone can get their own unique horoscope. But you can see why you could never print, let's say, predictions for 45 million different horoscopes in a newspaper.
You actually have an astrological twin, am I right?
One of my good friends, and we didn't meet until high school, but it turned out that we were born on the exact same city, exact same day, in the exact same hospital, within 8 minutes of each other.
Wow.
And of course, yes, in many ways, our lives have been very similar, but—
Really? Are you similar?
We are very similar. So we both, well, we didn't meet until high school. We both then went on to study physics, and we've both sort of been involved in math and science outreach over the years. And then what was crazy is that my friend preceded me in writing a popular science book, and she wrote that a couple of years before I wrote this book. So yes, now we're both published authors. But at the end of the day,
so
right,
wait,
if you're interested
in— are you just going to dismiss all of this as coincidence, or do you think—
I am going to dismiss this coincidence, not because I'm not curious about it, but what can you, from a numbers point of view, what can you really just say about two people? And in fact, if you asked me, I could give you an even longer list of all the ways our lives have been very different. I think astrology, maybe in its best sense, kind of gets us to think about our connections to the wider universe and maybe how special each moment is. And so here's, I thought, a really fun way to really think about how unique, at any given moment, where the planets are in the relations to each other and the relations to how we see them on the Earth are quite unique and do not repeat ever exactly, but at least viewed in this way, it takes a very long time for these things to cycle through.
That's data scientist Alexander Boxer. His book is called A Scheme of Heaven: The History of Astrology and the Search for Our Destiny in Data.